Hello and welcome to another episode of Let Me Finish with myself, Thomas Zacchio, where each time I'm joined by a very special guest to chat about a topic that we get so passionate about that there's no choice but to let us finish. The idea of this podcast is to document some of the interesting, inspiring, and funny conversations I've had with people I've met so that I can share them with you. I hope you have as much fun listening to this as I did recording it. I'm super, super excited about this episode, joined by someone who I met a couple of weeks ago, and we just got involved in a really, really interesting and quite intense conversation about body positivity. And she is hosting a really, really exciting event in a couple of weeks, and I'm really excited to have this conversation and chat about it, and it's Bex Heineke.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy to be here.
Thank you very much for joining me.
So cool. Exciting. I love it.
Cool. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. I'm like super pumped about the event, and like I said, I've got the retreat as well next month, and so it's just like there's a lot going on, you know.
A lot going on, yeah. And we'll definitely like cover all of it. But I suppose like we can definitely just start with telling the listeners a bit more about yourself, because I mean, right now we're sat in a really nice apartment in London.
Oh, thanks.
But obviously, how long have you been in the UK? Where did you come? Where were you before? Just a little intro.
Oh, okay. So actually quite the journey.
Yeah.
But in summary, basically I moved to this side of the world. Mm-hmm. I was actually not intending on moving to London because all I'd ever heard about it was that it was grey and rainy and just full of buildings and overpopulated. So I'd heard all this bad stuff. So I actually never wanted to come to London.
And then I
was actually moving to France because I was like, oh, I want to learn French and like drink good wine and have cheese, and, you know, it's like
all the good reasons.
The dream, right? Yeah. So anyway, then I moved to France, but whilst I was there, I visited a friend here in London, and I just like fell in love with London.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it's so good. Like the vibrancy, it's so rich in culture. Like it's so progressive.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, I have to live here. In the future. So I was in working in Monaco as a nanny, and then I moved back to London. This was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
So I was in Monaco for a year and then moved to London, and I was doing nannying and graphic design. And and then it was a year ago actually that I just moved into being an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Awesome. And what was like the step for that? Like, what was like the click moment that you're like, okay, this is something I found I'm really interested in and now I want to pursue it further?
I think that like I just saw a real need for exercise to be fun. And I'm quite a social person. Some people might call me an extrovert. I just love being around people, and I just thought, oh my gosh, like exercise should be so fun. It's so important, and it's so good for your like mental well-being. And I've had such a like fun, interesting journey with it myself, and I was just like, actually I want to share the love for this. And I went I've been in numerous gyms here in London, and it's very serious. And like you can't talk to the person next to you. Like obviously you could,
but I mean,
there's no like, actual rules on the wall.
But yeah, also like with English culture as well, you don't want to be like that person speaking in public. That's just like
it's like on the tube, right? It's like you can't talk to people, otherwise you're weird.
No. Yeah, absolutely not. Like no smiling, no eye contact, no conversation. It's like
exactly. And I'm like, oh my god, this is so weird. I just want to break out. And so I guess that kind of like birthed the idea, and I was like, oh, I just love fitness and I think it needs to be more fun. And I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to start a business and make fitness more fun and more social and something that people can actually be excited about rather than like, oh, it's so grueling.
It's like a chore.
Oh yeah. Like a chore, you know, it should literally be for our pleasure, not for punishment. And it's like, oh, I didn't go on my run this week. Oh, I'm such a like bad person. I haven't like achieved like my goals or whatever. And it's like, well, no, like, what about if you reword it so it's like you want to go on a run because you're doing it with a friend and then you're going out for brunch afterwards and all of a sudden it becomes fun. You know, and with all these different events that I've been running, it's like, well, you know, I want to make sure that there is this fun, social, playful element to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've always sort of got plans in the pipeline of like, oh, more fun things to do, you know. But that's kind of how I stepped into it. It's just like seeing a need for fitness and exercise to just be more fun and accessible to everyone, no matter if they can, you know, do 50 burpees or how many chin-ups or whatever it is. It's like, that's so not what it's about. It's just actually about, like, you know, releasing the endorphins and that, like, feel good, you know, like looking after your well-being and things.
That's awesome. And then, so it was, from the beginning, it was always like, let me set up events, or how, like, what did you kind of start up at the beginning and kind of, because we'll talk about the event that you've set up in a while, but kind of what has kind of built up to that?
So I guess the dream, do you know what? Actually, it did start when I read the 4-hour work week. So that's actually where I should start from.
Sure.
That's with Timothy Ferris, and I don't know if you've read it, but
I've not read it, but I'm aware of it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, what? 4 hours? And then you can be earning, like, I don't know, hundreds of thousands a year, whatever.
Sure.
And I'm like, yeah. So anyway, I read that book, and there was the section that it talks about, you know, like, what do you actually want? And it's like, is it experiences? Is it having financial security? And like, what is it that you want to do? And then I was like, oh, I want to own my own retreat.
Yeah.
And so I guess I sort of worked backwards from there. And I was like, okay, well, first of all, you know, before I can own a retreat, I've got to actually just like start my own.
Yeah.
And without owning the physical retreat,
sure.
Just run the retreat. And then before that, to actually get people to trust me and to know me and to understand my vibe and what Babes Balance is all about. You know, and then to actually do events and get to know people and like build a community of fit curious women. So I started these events. So the first one was actually, it was at the Bridge, at London Bridge. And it was basically, it was a real MVP, really. I was doing the Startup Accelerator with Escape the City. They're all about doing these MVPs, like your minimum viable product. And so, you know, you basically do like the minimum. So it's sort of like a test and fail thing. So see if it works, you know, what have you got to lose? Like, there's no point. I literally was going to go in guns blazing, look at properties in France, buy it, you know.
Like big picture, here we go. I've got my Pinterest board ready.
You know, I really was. And it's funny because I'm like, I'm such a big picture, like dream big. If you can dream it, you can do it. Like, and those, I literally would have that on my screensaver on my laptop. If you can dream it, you can do it. I literally think it is there.
I'm so down for that. I mean, me kind of growing up, I played a lot of competitive sports and was like really, really into like these kind of big motivational, like, oh, like you have to have your bigger picture, know what you're working up to kind of thing. So I completely appreciate like all this.
Definitely. But then I guess I got talking to a few people that had actually had the experience, and then they were like, well, you know, okay, that's all well and good. Great that you have these dreams, but really you need to test it to see if it's going to work first. And that's sort of what I was like, okay, cool. So I rented out this room for a couple of hours at the Bridge gym. And so it was called Sweat Zen Learn. And we did Sweat Zen Learn. So you sweat, you zen, and then you learn.
Okay, I like that,
So the sweat part was doing like a HIIT workout. So that was with like Kevin McAllister, who's become a really good friend, and he's just like, he's a really nice guy. He's actually a wellbeing coach as well. And he's also the wellbeing coach and fitness instructor at SailFit. He's just like, you know when someone's just got like really good vibes and you're like, yep, I like him. Good energy. He's not like 8-week transformation. He's more about like the sustainable lifestyle change, which that's, I think is really, really important.
I was actually going to, that's one thing I did want to address a bit later, but
that's what he's about. Even though he's, you know, also all about like the adrenaline hit, but that's because it makes you feel good, right?
Sure.
So anyway, so we were doing the hit, and then we did yoga with Victoria Stoyanova. So, and she actually used to run Creative Mornings. I'm not sure if you've been there, but that's another amazing community. And then we were doing the learning part, was a nutritional workshop. So we had Kathy Williams talking about gut health and how that can affect us and like our stress and our, and like it's like with brain health, it's all like interlinked and things. Sure. So anyway, so it was sort of this sort of three-part morning, and then everyone like seemed to really enjoy it. Yeah, and that was like a sellout event. And I just loved it. And, you know, and of course, at first I was like so nervous. I was like, oh shit. Like, I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. Yeah. Like, this is like really big, you know? And like, whenever anything's like your first thing, you just don't know. You're like, oh my gosh, what if it doesn't work? What if I can't remember what to say? What if, I don't know, what, there could be everything that go wrong. Yeah. I don't know. But it went really well. And I was like really vibing off it. Like, I was genuinely buzzing. And I was like, this must be like, this must be where I'm meant to be. If I'm like actually...
Just like in your element. Like
in my element. And I was like, ah!
So could you explain a bit more about kind of what your event is, kind of when it is, how you kind of got there, who else is getting involved?
Sure.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so basically what the event is, so it's Nude Glow Yoga. And I always have to clarify that to people. So yes, nude, glow, yoga. So basically what it is it's all about body positivity and female empowerment. And the night will look very much like, you know, so Laura Fallon, who's a body image coach and eating disorder specialist. So she'll be there like talking to us all. Sharing her journey of self-love and like what she's been through and just giving us tools and tricks to live like happy, healthy lives and just to actually like body acceptance. So anyway, so she's going to be talking about that and she'll be leading us in undressing and then we'll be painted up in UV body paints, which is just something that is a real reflection that we are literally living works of art. And I think it's so easy to forget that. And like, you know, we are all so unique and we're so different. And I think that's so beautiful. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And it's so frustrating to see that there is so much like fat shaming and body shaming, you know, with that. So anyway, this the event Nude Glow Yoga is all just about embracing your uniqueness, and it's, you know, you're going to be surrounded with like by a whole bunch of real women with real bodies, you know. And I think that nude aspect is a real it's a real way of actually embracing you in your raw state, because you can't be wearing a push-up bra or a tummy suck in I don't know, these spandex. You know, it's like it's you in all your raw beauty. And I think just allowing women the opportunity to embrace that, I think, is a really powerful thing. And then we'll also be doing yoga, which will be like a really empowering flow to just, and you know, having these poses that you feel like, yes, I'm actually incredible. My body can do amazing things. And I think we too often actually forget that. Like, you know, I did a half marathon this year and I'm like, oh my God, my body is incredible. That's like 21Ks running nonstop. I'm like, that is a big thing for me, you know? But even just, you know, the fact that we can like hug people and like all that we can do with our hands and create art. And it's just, we're so, our bodies are so amazing. And I think we actually... I think we just need to remember that more often. And so this evening is a real reminder that we are so unique and so beautiful and like so blessed to have these functioning bodies that can do so much for us. And it's just, in a way, it's like showing gratitude and just in a fun and creative way, you know? Like I say, it's not super serious. It's just like I really want women to just have fun and just remember that like, moving their body feels good. And just being surrounded by a whole lot of positivity. So, that's sort of what the event is.
That in itself, just jumping is truly amazing. I think it's especially in this kind of societal climate, I suppose you could say, that's a really big kind of message to spread. And really an important message to spread as well. And, of course, this event is... a focus for women only, but I mean, it's for like men as well. There's kind of something you can take from that as well.
Well, yeah. It's funny actually, because I got an email from a guy through Eventbrite, and he said, oh, is this for men as well? Even though it obviously says on the blurb, it said this is a woman's only event. And he said, oh, I think you should make it, you know, that men are included. And actually I've had other men that have said, oh, I would love to go to this. And so it's something I'm keeping in the back of my mind.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like, but how that would actually work, you know, that would be a whole nother thought. But for now, I'm just focusing on the women and for it to be a safe place.
Because
obviously, you know, there is a lot of, I don't know, there's a whole nother topic.
When is this event and where is it? And where can people get tickets for it?
All right. So it's at the Ministry of Sound, which is an awesome club. I'm pretty sure like everyone knows about Ministry of Sound Club, and it's like, their music is like renowned worldwide, so it's a real honor to be there. It's huge for us as well at Babes Balance. It's like, oh my god, it's super exciting. So it's at Ministry of Sound, which is in Burra, and it's on the Thursday night, the 29th of August, so at the end of this month, and it's 6:30 to 9:30, so they can get tickets going on Eventbrite. I believe going on Eventbrite and typing in new glow yoga, I'm almost certain that it's like the first one that comes up.
I mean, I can't imagine a lot of new glow yoga.
There's not. I'm pretty sure I'm quite unique in that.
Because the founder.
I feel like this is the thing. I was like, I've never seen this before. I've seen, you know, and glow yoga, but you're still clothed and you put like some body paints like on your arms, on your face, but never actually nude. So it's a whole new element. So I've never seen that before. And I've seen naked yoga, but then there's no like glow in the dark.
So you kind of saw fully...
Overlap. I was like, ooh, this is a very nice overlap. Like actually super niche, but it really aligns with my values. I was like, wow, this would be a really cool thing to do. And also, if you can't find it there, then even if you go on the Ministry of Sound fitness events page, website, and then No Glow Yoga should be the one that comes up anyway. Or just on my Instagram, Babes Balanced. And then if you follow the link in my bio, then you'll get to it that way. Several different ways.
I will put the link in the description of this podcast as well.
For
anyone to find it. So
it's gonna be an awesome night.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to see hear how it goes.
Yeah, you just want to be there, don't you?
No. I mean,
just fly on the wall.
I'd like hear the feedback. I'll just like get some people like, oh yeah, how's it? What was it like?
I think
the idea of it is wonderful. And I just feel like, imagine that the people, like, at first, I think it would be really interesting to see when people first get there, being kind of a bit nervous, kind of like not showing how it goes, and then see how like them transform and become a lot more comfortable, and then how they feel when they leave. And just how it'd be interesting to kind of just like do a bit of like, oh, how are you feeling before, how are you feeling afterwards, kind of just get a bit of feedback as well. Because it'd just be, I think it's just, that's definitely like a comfort zone that a lot of people would not be like, a lot of people would not be comfortable with pushing out of that comfort zone. And I think it's one of those, it's quite liberating that as soon as you kind of push out there, you're like, oh, it's actually not bad.
It's funny, isn't it? And there actually have been like a number of people that have approached me and said they're like really nervous about it. And I've even had friends that they have booked tickets, but they're just like, oh, like this is really out of my comfort zone. And one girl, it was actually on her before 30th bucket list.
Oh, really?
Which I was like, that's a really cool idea. I remember before 30th. I was I need to get onto that. I've got one more year to go. And I was like, oh, I really like that. So anyway, doing nude yoga is on her before 30th bucket list. So she's like, I'm super nervous, but I'm going to do it. And I'm like, that's awesome, because I really believe that there is going to be something powerful happening in the evening, where women will actually feel that body confidence boost. And I know there are some women that don't even like getting changed in, you know, the gym changing rooms. They'll rather just go straight home because they don't want to get nude in front of other women. And like, for me, I'm like, that's such a shame. Like, it just shouldn't be like that. Like, we should be proud of our bodies, like regardless of any so-called flaws or what shape and size and color and all this. and whether we'd have a wax or not. You know, that's actually another big one.
Yeah, yeah.
People are asking me, I'm like, babe, I think it's okay.
I mean, I was going to ask, but I was like, these are kind of questions if you get, because I mean, it's one of those that like, it's a bit weird. Like you go there because like, okay, this is you and your natural self, but also you're like, let me present myself in a certain way. And then it's like, where's that line between actually, no, just come like show up like however it is, or you want to present yourself.
Yeah. So I've literally said, I've said to a number of girls, you know, like, don't even worry about getting a wax.
Yeah,
like this isn't something you're doing for show. This is the perfect opportunity for you to embrace your natural state.
Yeah.
And like, who says that you need to be waxing, you know? Yeah. Like that's all a personal preference.
Of course.
And again, like sort of a whole nother thing about shaving, and it's actually quite, it's trending at the moment for women. And I don't know if you've seen it, but for women to not be shaving and their underarms. I don't know whether you've seen that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But also like their legs. And
sorry, when you said I don't know if you've seen it, I was like, what are you trying to say about me? I was like, but I know, I'm saying, yeah, no, I have seen that. Yeah.
And I've actually seen it, Organic Basics. So they have also got models that have got like hairy armpits.
Yeah.
And I'm like, awesome. I think it's great. And I think we need to see more diversity in the media, in adverts, with models, you know? And I'm like, I know there is, it's slowly but surely happening, but I'm like, man, it could happen faster.
Definitely.
And it would be awesome, because I feel like as soon as women are, if they can really connect and see themselves with someone and from, you know, a model or someone in the news or whoever it might be, if they're like, yeah, I really see myself as that figure or that shape or whatever it might be, and that's okay, they're accepting themselves, and it almost gives them the permission to love themselves and have the acceptance for their own body as and there are quite a number of women that are actually doing that, you know, like Megan Crabb, who's Body Posy Panda. She's like huge about like body positivity, and like, you know, Bryony Gordon, and there are just so many women that, and even Laura Fallon, who is our body image coach. So, you know, they're all incredible women that are just embracing their bodies and like giving other people permission to do the same.
And giving them the power to do so. And that is a massive element. Like once you've got kind of win that power back.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
That kind of probably like feeds off to like loads of different areas of your life as well.
Yeah, because I think who said, you know, just going back to the wax, and but who says that like being, you know, being hairless is sexier, or that's the way that society has shaped us. And so then we've sort of felt, okay, being hairless and being thin is, and being lighter and being, I don't know, more tanned or whatever it might be, that's more beautiful and that's more sexy. But it's like, I don't think that's true at all. I don't think shape is, like being a size 8 is necessarily what you should be aiming for, you know? I think it's, you know, to be thin doesn't equate to being sexy.
Yeah.
And to being hairless doesn't equate to that, you know? Like, I think sexy is an attitude.
Okay, yeah, I like that, yeah.
And it's, you know, because then that's not just, it's because it's also to do with your mental well-being and how you perceive yourself, how you perceive life. And so there's wrapped up a lot within there. But anyway, that's sort of like, I could go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But, don't even know how we got there, but just about, anyway, so people coming along, you know, don't even worry about getting a wax. Like, whatever it is that you feel most yourself and in your natural state, it's like, come along, you know? I'm like, well, I haven't shaved my legs in a couple of weeks now. Probably like ever.
So, I did shave my legs once. But it was for... like it was when I was at university and we did like a football initiation thing.
Initiation.
It was initiation. There were like no hair from like the neck down. To be honest, my legs were so smooth. It was amazing.
Like, I was like, it feels good. Maybe I'll do this.
Yeah, but like, I haven't done it since. But it was just like, but growing back was so itchy.
And it
was
just, but, that's so interesting. Yeah, I have heard guys say that about like their beards. Yeah. It like gets a bit itchy and stuff. I know like pro cyclists as well. They always shave their legs. True. And swimmers. It's like my best friend's husband. He's a pro cyclist, you know. And so he's always got like super smooth legs.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, I'm sure my legs are more hairy than yours, like all the time.
Yeah. And then, but that's the thing. It's like this whole, like, like, who decided that? Like, who, at what point did we, yeah.
I constantly think that, and I'm like, it's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do we have to shave? And guys are fine. This isn't fair. But, like, you know, with, like, it is true. Like, who decided a lot of things, like, being a certain shape is sexy, or, you know, because that changes all the time.
Yeah.
I was even thinking about eyebrow shapes the other day, how being, like, really thin eyebrows used to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was like, okay, it's like, you know, now it's sort of a lot thicker.
Yeah.
And actually, I've seen recently how it look, it's almost like the feathery, unplucked look that's coming back in now.
Right.
So there's always these trends. And I'm like, God, if you're always trying to just match whatever the trend is, it's just exhausting.
I think that's such a big thing, like, to say as well. It's more, is it, yeah, if you want to have to keep up with, like, the trend or what's in at the time, and you're constantly, like, changing in order to, like, stick to what some random person decides what, like, what is desirable or not, then you're just, like, never, because it constantly changes, you're never going to be satisfied, and, like, the goalposts are constantly moving.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's no end point, which, I know this is, like, a massive statement, but, like, in the same way that a lot of, like, marketing and a lot of, like, companies, they do kind of advertising, and they're not necessarily that representative. They really back, they base it on the fact that people are not comfortable with themselves.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you're not comfortable with yourself, buy this product and you will feel better.
Yeah.
Or buy this, like, change, like, do this hairstyle, you'll feel better about yourself. Or go join this, this club or, like, society, and you'll feel better about yourself. And it's like, it's always, this is, you're not good enough, but this is how you can be better.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of mindset has kind of just been, like, drilled in.
Yeah.
But then, and it's one of those that's, which I think it comes down, like, for guys as well. I mean, there are loads of different situations. Like, this is, like, the ultimate man, the alpha male. This is, like, what you should be aspiring to. And for a lot of people, it's not even, I mean, there's a subset of the population who can potentially achieve that.
Mm.
And also there are elements of, if you try hard enough, then, like, you can do that. But if your drive is to be that, and you'll be exhausted.
It's like 1% of the population, are, like, Victoria's Secret models.
Right.
Or, like, if these big buff all blacks.
Honestly, that's the thing. And then, to be honest, I mean, like, at least, like, personally as well, in terms of, I think, body image stuff as well, as my experience with it, that I think that there's always, like, you could do better. There's never, like, an end point as in, like, this is good enough, because then there will always be someone who's, like, just, like, a bit more, like, toned, a bit bigger, a bit more, like, there's always someone else that's a bit more something.
Yeah.
And then also kind of moving to the UK from, like, South Africa, like, this seems like such a petty thing, but, like, university is a completely, like, weird culture in terms of where there's this, like, pulling mentality, or and then that kind of, like, infiltrates in terms of what, now if you're not pulling, then you're not desirable, and therefore what do I need to change, and then, like, you're competing with all these different people from all over, like, who are completely different body shapes and sizes, and then it's like, oh yeah, you're not tall enough, you're not thin enough, you're not this enough, and then I think it kind of works, it's a weird mentality that like males kind of adopt, that
I think it's all part of, like, adolescence, isn't it, is that whole, like, you know, you look at the media and you're like, oh well, they're, you know, and then you're like, you say, oh, you need to be, like, 6 foot and have big muscles, like, as a guy, or, like, as a girl, it might be like, you know, to be big busted and but to have a thin waist and like maybe a perky ass, you know, like whatever it might be, you know, and then that's what you see in the media, on these ads, and you know, with all these, like, models or whatever, and then so that's what you aspire to. But then the thing is like, it's sort of how I say it. It's like, well, you slowly learn that actually, and, like, your attitude and who you are is the sexiest thing.
100%.
Like, but I think it's definitely started with marketing. Oh yeah, I was just having a little rant about I was at, I can't remember what food festival it was, but anyway, this girl tried to you know, I think it was some sort of veggie crisp or something, and she was saying it's a guilt-free snack, and I'm thinking, I don't have guilt when I eat crisps. Like, I honestly don't.
Guilt-free, Jesus.
Yeah, and you know, there's, like, all this labeling, and I'm you just need to stop that right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? So you're insinuating that I should have guilt when I'm eating snacks, you know? And I'm like, that's such a negative way of putting it and looking at it. And I think a lot of the it is these companies that are actually responsible, and we need to hold them responsible to the fact that they are making us feel guilty, like, oh, I should be actually eating their snacks because it's like guilt-free. When it's like, no, do you know what? You could eat, I would have like dark chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Not every day, but now and then. And I know people do have it every day. And I'm like, that's fine. It's not like you're going to eat the whole block. It's all about like mindful eating. And that's again, you know, when you're actually conscious of what you're eating.
Yeah. So. No, but I mean, like, it's definitely like really important, I think. It's just like the whole narrative that you build around it. Because if you're building this whole kind of this idea of you're only doing it because the motivation for why you do something shouldn't be guilt.
Yeah.
It should be, I'm doing this because I enjoy it, or like I'm not.
It's like nourishing you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's good for you. It's not, I'm going for a run because I enjoy going for a run.
Yeah.
Not because like, oh shit, like I need to go for a run. I'm like, I'm such a slob. Like just kind of like, this is like, oh, I just had like a whole pizza last night. I need to run it off kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like honestly, eat your pizza, go for your run. Like enjoy your life, like do the most.
So basically, I think you sort of had talked about, you know, the impact across culture and ages and things like that. And I think it's actually really interesting. There was a Harvard study in Fiji quite some years ago, I think in like 1993 or something like that. And anyway, so they've done this study, and basically since the introduction of TVs, teenagers and women have actually started to have body confidence issues, and whereas previously they didn't, and they were all fit. Now they're all saying that they think they're too fat, they're too big, and I'm like, that just breaks my heart. That, like, again, just taking it back to like, what are we allowing in our minds?
Yeah,
you know. And I'm like, whereas in the Fijian culture, it was actually like to be bigger and robust was seen as strong, and it was seen as a positive thing.
Yeah.
Whereas, sort of, I guess in the more Western world, it's like, no, you want to be like a size and 8 or whatever, like small and petite, but then still with big boobs and a big butt and big lips. So it's like, just, how do you win?
Because definitely like across cultures, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think what that reminded me of is even in I can't remember exactly which African culture this is, but I mean the same way that larger women are seen as more desirable.
I think in the Caribbean, I think
And then I think once you kind of break it down, or at least this was explanation of it, I need to find the exact source, but I think the idea was that because you're more resourceful and you're more part of like a more resourceful family, especially in an area where like food is scarce, for instance, then obviously if you're bigger, it means you've got more resource, more power, so you're more kind of desirable in that element.
Definitely.
So versus like a scrawny person in comparison. And so
it's probably similar then in the Fijian culture,
possibly. And then, but also, I mean, in terms of like, that's the other thing, like we've got like our kind of westernized approach that we have to go and like tell everyone about, like, no, this is what you should be aiming for, this is what everyone wants. But then I don't know, there's also like a whole like element of I reckon there's probably a part of like kind of this whole kind of damsel in distress, you need to be small and skinny so like someone like big guy can come save you. And then like,
I don't think there more, is that
and like that's a narrative that people build. And then
but like it's just so funny because it's like, well, you know, like why does that have to be the case, you know? And especially, I mean, especially now, what with like same-sex marriages and relationships and the whole LGBTQ+ community, it's like, well, I think that's awesome to be breaking those sort of stereotypes and shaking it up and making us look at, hang on, why is this our narrative?
Yeah.
Why does the man have to be the one that's like super strong and super buff and like tall and whatever it is, you know? And then why is it the woman has to be like small, you know? And like I was mentioning with the Fijian culture, actually, you know, the, I think it was the, like a model, and she was saying that, you know, it's actually, again, much more desirable to be bigger, because if you're thinner, you're seen as weak, you know? And it's like, it is just interesting, like, where you're getting your information from.
Sure.
But one point I actually did want to say, and I think it's potentially like quite controversial.
Yeah.
you know, is that people talk about, like, and I don't know if you recently saw, but there was like the whole Nike, the whole Nike scandal with, there was,
which
it
one
was like
knows?
Plus, yeah. Well, no,
oh yeah,
the plus size model, yeah, in
yeah.
the store.
I saw that, yeah.
And it was, I just can't believe the amount of hate there was for this mannequin.
Yeah.
That it was plus size, I think size 20 or something.
Yeah.
And then it was like people were getting up in arms, like, you're yeah. promoting obesity and you're like, this woman wouldn't even be able to run. And I'm like, Wow. Japers, like all these nasty fat shamers yeah. just coming out of the woodworks. And yeah. I was like, that is not cool, you know?
That's awful.
It's also so not true. Like, that's such a narrow way of looking at it, because I actually think that you're much better to be living like a really, like, if you're genuinely happy,
yeah.
fulfilled and satisfied with your life,
yeah.
I think you're better to be, you know, all of those and to be overweight,
yeah,
which again might be controversial to a lot of people in the fitness industry,
yeah,
but I think you're better to have all of that than to be deeply dissatisfied, yeah. really miserable and unhappy, and yet be a size 8 and toned, yeah. and have the perfect everything, because
yeah.
if you're unhappy, what is the,
what's
point?
The point?
Like, it I'm just like, that's so, it's so funny that we put so much emphasis
yeah.
on being this specific size and shape and looking a certain way,
yeah,
and yet if that's compromising our happiness, then what's the point? And
yeah.
actually Tamarind Brumford, she's an Australian, and she's done a documentary called Embrace. I think it's called Embrace.
Yeah.
Or Embrace You. And anyway, she did this before and after,
mm-hmm.
and her, you know, and you've seen the before and after photos, right? Of
yeah,
people
yeah.
before, where it's like before they're, you know, size 20, and then after they're like a size 8.
Yeah.
But hers was actually before she was a size 8, and then after she was, I think she's maybe a size 14.
Yeah.
And that was her before and after.
Okay, yeah.
And it was such a different spin on it.
Yeah.
And it went viral. And now she's created a documentary out of it, and it's gaining this huge momentum, and it's actually like become a worldwide movement now of
mm-hmm.
just women actually being like, yeah, like, what's to say that actually when you're size 8 you're happy? And she
yeah.
was just saying that, like, she became a she was doing like bodybuilding and things, and
yeah.
she was like, I'm in the best physical shape that I've ever been in,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm also deeply unhappy,
yeah,
and I can't continue this. I'm thinking every moment about, I'm counting calories, I'm
yeah.
thinking about what I'm eating, I'm exercising like crazy, like
yeah.
it consumes my mind,
yeah.
I am so unhappy. And she's just like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And so now she's just
that.
Like, she's living this really fulfilled life.
Yeah.
And she's sharing her love and with her body acceptance with other people.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like really beautiful. And I think it's, I mean, obviously, like, you know, I think you can have both.
Yeah.
But I think it's a real beautiful thing to actually be really
kind of break
accepting.
The mold.
Yeah,
yeah,
to break the mold and to be accepting of who you are. Like, maybe you're born bigger boned.
Yeah, yeah.
Or smaller boned,
yeah, yeah.
you know, for a guy.
Ways,
you
like,
know, yeah, exactly.
Even like there's like the fat shaming element. There's also like thin shaming as well.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it goes
absolutely.
Both ways.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're too thin, you should eat more kind of thing.
Yeah, eat a sandwich.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've never had that problem.
But
no one's told me I need a
sandwich. You're like, oh, another one? Yeah. You guys got sandwich?
But yeah, no, I know there are people
yeah,
that
and it goes
are
both
like
ways.
Naturally
and
very, very thin.
Exactly. And like, and then, because the thing is, like, yeah, now you're looking at these people like, oh man, like, I can't put on like, put on as much weight as these people, or like,
yeah.
or so on. And then exactly what you said, like, some people, they're just born differently, and you're like, okay, this is, now everyone needs to like fit into this prototype. And then just
mm-hmm.
like, there's no way you could do that, because there's so many variations of what everyone, imagine everyone was exactly the same. How boring would that be?
Yeah, big
and,
time. And this is what I always say. I'm
yeah.
like, if everyone's like cookie cutter replicas,
yeah, yeah.
oh my god, like,
I like that, yeah,
it's so boring.
Yeah,
I'm like, I love the diversity, and it's
yeah.
like, you know, it's like, you've got curly hair,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, I love it. I'm like, I just want to touch it, you know. And it's different to like Bryn's blonde, like
yeah, yeah.
wavy kind of hair, you
yeah.
know. And it's like, I think differences keep it so interesting, yeah, and keep it beautiful.
And different, like story? Perspectives as well. Because if everyone if everyone was just the same narrative, everyone just like Jimmy, blah, 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 repeat. And then, driven from a negative place of motivation.
Yeah.
Then you're just like, everyone's just the same. And it's like just kind of going around in circles. Yeah. And you're just not. Because to be fair, with the Nike mannequin story, there was... I saw on Twitter and I was kind of scrolling through the comments, and then like the thing is like there's Twitter and then you go through the comments and then like you just get like extremes. You either get the people who are just like so far against something, and then you're just like, how do you think like that? How do you think that way? And still go, let me put this out in public because I think other people. And then sometimes like controversial things get like a lot of like response. And you're just like, there are too many people that shouldn't be agreeing with this.
Yeah. But
one comment was like, what do you? Someone they put that up and they're like, oh yeah, no, this is promoting like obesity or whatever. And then someone was like, what do you think people of this size are gonna like gym in? Like, do you think they're gonna go to
such
the gym in jeans?
Point, eh?
Like, you need to make it for them so that they can wear something to go to the gym.
I know,
and, like,
isn't if they want
to
funny?
Go to, and you're just like, what do you think? Oh, you, or like they only make it this size because you can't gym until you're this size.
But then
I'm
like,
I want to run around in jeans until I get to that point. Then I can like, then I qualify for.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
I know,
the thought process of it, you're just like, what?
That's why the whole thing was just so mind-boggling. I was just thinking, like you said, I was just like, well, what are they meant to be wearing then?
Exactly.
I'm like, they're just trying to support women of every shape and size.
Yeah.
Good on them, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. And then, like, if for them, if... like you said, if they're happy with themselves, that's the worst thing. People can't stand people who are happy, like, uncomfortable with themselves.
Yeah.
Especially if they're, say if they don't fit this mold, then you feel that you have some, you can like dig at them for something and they don't retaliate, then...
But that's only when people aren't comfortable in their own skin.
Exactly.
You know?
They need to bring someone else down.
Yeah.
And then... And that like just eats them up inside. They're like, oh, you're like that. You're happy, shouldn't
so
be happy because
though.
Of this. And you're just like, listen, like there's firstly that like you just said, if I'm completely happy, there's nothing like I don't need to change for your because of what you've told me or because of your insecurity.
Definitely.
And it's and it goes like both ways. That's where I think a lot of these comments are from. And then. Yeah, not just like, oh, like, women should be this, men should be this. It's like, no, just like, do what... Like, no,
yeah,
like,
what,
according to
born?
Who? Because then, like, literally everyone has their own kind of, like, different preferences. Everyone has their own different comfort levels and all that kind of stuff. And if you're just happy... If you're just, like, comfortable, then, yeah, there you go. You've reached it. And
I mean,
you're
to do
well.
With it, though, like, because obviously there's the whole, like, fitness thing. Because I really enjoy working out.
Yeah, yeah.
And because for me, like, I love nature. And so I really value hiking. And that's what makes me truly happy and feel truly fulfilled is when I go hiking and I can be in the nature.
Yeah.
But I've actually got overweight friend. I've got a friend in particular and she's overweight. And, you know, because whenever she's gone for a hike, she's had real ankle issues, knee issues, back issues. And so she stopped hiking.
Yeah.
And I think, oh God, that breaks my heart because that's stopping her doing something that she loves.
Yeah.
So in that sense, yes, when it gets to a point where you're, you know, where your weight is actually inhibiting you from doing what you really love and feeling fulfilled.
Yeah.
Well, then you're neither, you're not winning there. Do you know what I mean? 100%. Because if you're feeling really dissatisfied, it's like, okay, cool. So then you can, you know, then maybe that's the time where it is good to address it so that you can actually live this like fulfilled life.
Yeah, for sure.
But again, it's not to focus on like, oh, you've got to be a certain shape to be happy.
You know,
maybe someone actually genuinely couldn't give two craps about going out hiking and then fine, that's not their own.
Yeah.
That's not their agenda. So that's totally fine. But I think if it's stopping you, then that's the time where, you know, it's good to look at it and to have your own personal goals.
Yeah.
Like, so like back to New Glow Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually started with the idea, you know, like I really wanted, because all of my events, you know, I'm like, oh, I want them to be like fun and creative and to just create this magical experience for women.
Sure.
And... You know, like Anne Claire, who's a good friend of mine. I actually met her last year. And, you know, she's just like one of those... She's just one of those people that you're like, love her energy.
Yeah.
Connect with her so much. Like, such a good vibe. And she's just got so much love and time for people.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, I definitely want to do something with her, sure. You know? And there are lots of people that I'm like, wow, they're cool. I need to somehow work with them. Well, New Glow, because I was like, I don't actually know, like, you know, in terms of like where the idea came from.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I really want to work with her, you know, something to do with body painting, something to do with fitness, mm-hmm. You know, and like exploring our like our bodies. And I was like, oh, you know, just almost like created this event because I really wanted to work with her. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Because she is so awesome and she's doing such incredible things as well. Mm-hmm. You know, she's painting 365 women in 365 days. So this is Anne Claire. And you know, and she's got this real passion, and it's like women that are, you know, that might have cancer or they've had different eating disorders or they've been scarred or different disabilities. So she's painting all these women with all these incredible stories.
That's amazing.
And it's so beautiful. And you're just like, wow, you know, when you're just like inspired by someone and you're just like, okay, I've got to work with you. Yeah. We're going to do an event together.
I know what it is going to be, but like,
yeah. You're like, I don't know. I'm going to make it happen. You know? So I like ran the idea past her.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what do you think of like New Glow yoga? Like, yeah, I know it's kind of crazy, right? Like, do you think people would go for it? And she's like, oh my God, I love it. Yeah. You know, like instantly. Yeah. She's like, we're going to find a way to make it happen. You know? And it just like, it sort of like grew because I was thinking, oh, it's such a different concept, you know, like should we start doing it small? And then it actually kind of grew into something bigger. And we're like, actually, it would be so cool to do this. And like, I think there's something really powerful in a big group of women where you feel like there's more women to be bouncing your energy off, you know, and it's like, wow, we're all in this together. I think there is something really powerful in that. So I'm really excited to see what it looks like as well. I'm like, oh, I can't wait, you know?
So cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like doing all the prep now, and I had a paint testing day this week with Anne Claire.
I think I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah. And it was just so much fun, you know? Yeah. Like, of course it's like, oh yeah, she's just painting. And I mean, as a caveat, there will be like people will be wearing underwear.
Sure.
So it's not like fully nude. But you know, it's like something that is super different.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something you do, you know, in your everyday. And I think it's an awesome opportunity for people to do something that is outside of their comfort zone and to really push themselves and experience something that is really unique, and it's going to give them these long-term benefits rather than another night of drinking. Do you know what I mean? Or like another, you know, the same old yoga class. It's like, this is something super different, but it's going to leave you with maybe you feel empowered to wear the bikini to the beach for the first time in a long time. Maybe you've only worn a one piece or maybe you've not even gone to the beach because you've been so embarrassed. Mm. And, you know, I even want women that have had breast cancer to be there.
Yeah.
You know, they might have one boob. Honestly, that would warm my heart so much for them to be there. And to just see women of every shape and size actually represented at New Glow Yoga. So that's really that's like my real heart for New Glow Yoga, is just that everyone and anyone feels comfortable. And even people that are new to yoga, they don't have to ever have come to yoga before, you know?
I mean, that'll be a hell of an introduction to yoga as well.
Yeah. They were like, oh, high expectations for
exactly.
next time.
Exactly. Every single yoga class, you'd just be like, they're taking the clothes off.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa, look. Like, hey, this isn't that kind of class. I mean, and we've even actually got a DJ Katie.
Okay.
And I mean, it's at Ministry of Sound, right? Sure. We've got to have a DJ. And so, you know, she'll be doing like this awesome, having this really incredible, empowering set where she's taking us on this journey, because I think music is super powerful, and it actually, it really draws people together. And it's actually, there's been multiple studies that have shown that, you know, when you're playing live music with a room full of people, and you're all, you actually have this real sense of connection.
Okay.
And it's actually quite cool. There's something in the brain, like your brain, your chemicals, like all align.
Right.
And you feel this community. And I think it is like this connection. And I think, I'm really excited to see
what it's gonna
look like. So I'm like, hope that, you know, everyone just has an incredible time. Yeah. And I think they will. It's going to be a night to remember, that's for sure. Yeah.
That's so exciting. I'll definitely be putting like the links in the bio and sharing that around as well when the episode's finished too.
Yeah.
So,
and I'll keep you in the loop when we do a guide.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be there front and center.
Yeah.
So that's truly amazing. It's also like super cool that how you've brought lots of different people in from different areas to work together on like this whole, like bringing this piece together. So it's not just, so you've got like your element of the fitness, you've got someone else doing the painting, someone else doing the body positivity.
Yeah.
You've got like a DJ, and like, it's just like loads of people coming together with a similar mindset, similar attitude, and just like creating such a unique event as well.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. I think that's awesome. And I think people being exposed to that, then I'm sure people who show up will be like, how can I get involved as well? They've got their own elements to it as well. They can do that too.
Definitely.
So.
And London is full of so many talented.
Yeah.
Inspiring people, and I just get such a buzz off meeting them, and I'm always like so excited to see what talents people have. I'm like, wow, it never ceases to amaze me. I mean, even I had no idea with you that, you know, when we were chatting and having a good old yarn for however long it was, you know, that you do podcasts and you know that this is a passion of yours. Being on this has been like, it's awesome to be a part of it and to just chat. I think you can have so much, like there's so many interesting conversations to be had, and you know.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I've honestly had so much fun recording this.
Yeah, my pleasure, love it.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to kind of going through it and listening to it back and like playing around with it, so.